We can estimate power either before the experiment takes place or after. A priori estimation of power is important because we can know how many participants are needed to obtain an adequate power before an experiment. For instance, power equal to 0.80 or 0.90. Refer to Table 2, page 158 in Jacob Cohen's 1992 article, A Power Primer. A post hoc estimation of power is also important because we can appropriately interpret the results of a completed study. Refer to the power tables in Stephen's textbook, pages 413 to 421.